Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, we're live on the Alpha Larry Kim Gospel Radio Show. Yeah, we're together today. We have Elania Palm from London, Ontario, and she is the founder of Wake Up Joyful Ministry. And she has not called into the show as of right now, but we're waiting for Elania to call the show. Like I said, she is the founder of Wake Up Joyful Ministries. And Elania, her main purpose is to help people, you know, help people, train people by renewing their minds, you know. And we talked about her message. She wanted to talk about her message on forgiving, you know, and we want to talk about through scriptures that she was speaking of. And today she's running a little late, and she has a ministry, and it's called Wake Up Joyful Ministry. She has an email, and her email is Elania@wakeupjoyful.com. Her website is www.wakeupjoyful. If you would like to reach her on email, well, it's just Elania@wakeupjoyful.com. And hello, do we have Elania today?
Hi, this is Alana.
Hello. Yes, do we have Alana Palm today on the show?
Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for Elana. Is this Elana?
It is. You're just very, very echoey, so I can't hear you very well.
Okay. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Everyone, we have Elana on the show today. And we'll just start it off about, I've already given you an email, and I've already given you a website. We'll just start it off with your message on forgiveness, because you want to talk about forgiveness. So you can go at this time and talk about how we should forgive, and tell the people about your message on forgiveness.
Absolutely, sure. first of all, yes, I'm Elana Palm, and I have a ministry called Wake Up Joyful, which is basically to help people see themselves through God's eyes and have more joy, confidence, courage, and freedom in their lives so they can just embrace their identity in Christ and their self-worth in Christ instead of the world. So that's the basis of what I do. And that was born out of a few situations, one in particular where I really got an opportunity to forgive somebody who had taken advantage of me, manipulated me, abused me as an adult. And I didn't realize at the time what was happening, but I got involved in the situation because I had a woman who wanted to mentor me, and I felt she was a solid Christian woman who had a lot to offer. And I think part of me didn't completely have, you know, the most solid identity in Christ that I could have had. And so when she agreed to mentor me and I looked up to her, another human being, I felt like I had won the jackpot, because a lot of people wanted to be mentored by this woman. So I think fell for a lot of what she said, because I didn't have my foundation built on the rock like I thought I did. And I really thought I did. But I went along with a lot of the things she said about me, and then I realized much later on that it was a lot of manipulation and abuse, but she was very good at what she did, and I didn't see it at the time. I just saw it as somebody who would tell me she loved me enough to build me up into this woman that she thought I could be, but instead she was actually stripping me of my identity and kind of superimposing a new identity onto me that she felt was the best way for me to be. And once so much of the damage had been done and I realized what was really going on, I just completely, you know, ended the relationship, went back and focused on the Bible and Christ, and got to a point where I was able to heal with God's help and his word and what he says about me instead of what another human being said about me. And so that part of it was very healing, and it led me to a place of being able to forgive her, especially more recently. And, you know, just realizing that forgiveness was for my freedom, not for her, not to necessarily say that everything she did was okay, or, you know, absolve her of those things and, you know, forget about them and allow her back into my life necessarily. It just basically was me letting go, because God asked us to forgive because he forgave us first. So knowing that, I was able to extend that forgiveness to her and realize that in a lot of ways she probably doesn't know what she's doing. And if I can forgive her, then I'm going to have freedom in that. And that's basically, in a nutshell, kind of what my story of forgiveness is, one of them anyway.
Okay. Okay, forgiveness. Can you hear everyone hear me loud and clear? Forgiveness is a good thing. Forgiveness is a good thing, because if we don't forgive, neither will God forgive us. So, Annette, can you hear me very well?
Not really. There's a lot of background noise, so I'm not hearing you very well.
Okay, well, what about now? Can you hear me very well now?
That's better, for sure, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, yes, Annette, we'll let you go, you can call in line, and we'll let you, go first with Elena and Ashley. Anything you would wish, Annette?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say good afternoon. And I was enjoying everything I'm hearing so far. And I was excited when he said you was from London, you know, to get to speak to someone from London. And your is that your ministry with the Wake Up Joyful Ministry?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, yes. I had went on the website, you know, to see. There's a lot of nice things on your website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pardon, go ahead. Thank you.
And I was saying, I'm just saying it's a good message you bring on forgiveness, because, you know, it's good God forgive you, and you know, you forgive others. So that's a good message. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was very healing for me, because I could have held on to anger and resentment and bitterness for, you know, however long I chose to, but instead I chose to forgive. And then I was able to just, instead of living in a place of anger and fear and resentment, I could live from a place of love and just knowing that we're all children of God, and he loves all of us, and we have sin in us, and we don't always make the best choices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we don't always make the best choices. Now, you said that you like helping people by transforming, by renewing their minds, and but just explain that to us, please.
Yeah, well, I love Romans 12:2 about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. I feel like that verse is the basis for, I believe, my entire ministry. Just because I feel like that's what God wants for us. He wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and he wants us to do that through him. So I also associate it with holding your thoughts captive. So 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, about demolishing arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So I feel that that's a powerful verse, and one that with our free will, we have the ability to take our thoughts captive. And I always think of this thing called control, alt, delete. And I take a thought and kind of control the thought and go, what is it I'm thinking? Because my thoughts aren't me, it's just a thought. And then I delete that one if it doesn't serve me or serve God or serve anyone else, if it's negative and not helpful. And then I put an alternate thought in there that would be helpful. So for example, if I feel that somebody has hurt me and I'm angry with them, then I could just take that thought and say, you know what, this isn't helpful. This isn't honoring God, or, you know, it's not maybe righteous anger. Maybe it's like more sinful anger. I would say, okay, you know, how can I make this thought, how can I hold it captive to Christ and say, what would God want me to think? So he would want me to think, I believe this person is a child of God. God loves this person just as much as he loves me. Even though they hurt me, I'm choosing to forgive. And sometimes it's easier said than done. However, I think the first step is actually like creating the thought in your head and then following through, because your thoughts create your emotions, which create your actions, and so much stems from your thoughts. So if we're transformed by the renewing of our mind, the way we think will be different. Our mindset will be different. We'll be more, I believe, like in tune with the way God would want us to think.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Connect. We have to be connected with the Father. We have to be aligned with the Father. We have to be on one accord with the thinking. And I totally agree with you on that. And this is your ministry. How long have your ministry, how long have this ministry been, you know, in service? How long have you had this ministry?
I'd say about 8 months, actually, so not even that long.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you have it. You've had it 8 months, and when people say, well, she's got a ministry, to me, it doesn't matter. I just want a clarification. They will say, well, are you just for the public? Are you evangelist? Are you evangelist?
Well, I haven't gone to, you know, Bible college or seminary or anything like that. I've been a Christian for about 12 years. So I became a Christian when I was 30, which is kind of late in life for at least a lot of people that I know. And that came out of, well, I mean, it was so orchestrated by God. And I feel like ever since I became a Christian at 30, I started to understand so much about the Bible and who God was, and in relation to who I was before, and the difference and the transformation, and how it's had such an impact on me, and the way I believe God gifted me with things that I can share with others. And so I'm just taking my experiences and sharing them with people who I think I could help, just by the way I think and the way I create things. And I've created online courses and downloadable books, and I do life coaching with people, and I like to do coaching from a Christian perspective, from a Christ-centered perspective, because I like to pull a lot from the Bible, because I believe there's so much power in that. So there's one thing about coaching somebody and helping them navigate life, but if you can coach them toward a more Christ-like mindset, that's a completely different level. So I feel that, you know, I have my life coaching certification. I have my neuro-linguistic programming certification. I'm a teacher. I'm a university-educated teacher. I teach elementary school at the moment. That's one of my jobs as well. And I work with a lot of the refugees that come in from the Middle East, and I help them learn English and kind of settle into Canada. And so I feel that I have a lot of expertise, but not necessarily have I gone to school for seminary. However, that is something I'm thinking about doing in the future.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, I got a little feedback In my background, I got a little feedback. If anyone on my line, if you're using Bluetooth, discontinue Bluetooth if you're on the line. But yeah, you know, God sent you to teach, and that's wonderful. You know, God, He sent us to teach, you know, and we do what He tells us to do, you know. And I appreciate that your understanding, you know, towards people. You know. Now, if I would just ask you, what are some things you are working on in the future? Are you writing a book?
I've been writing a lot of shorter books, kind of easy to digest books. So I've written one called Counterintuitive Forgiveness, How to Forgive and Let Go So You Can Have Freedom, which is a free download people can get if they go to wakeupjoyful.com. And then I have other books on my website that people can purchase. One of them is called How to Live Out the Fruits of the Spirit When You're Frustrated and Fed Up. So it's all about taking the fruits of the Spirit, what do they look like, and then how do you apply them in your life when you just don't feel like it, when you don't feel like showing love or grace or goodness or kindness, how do you actually show it? And I have one about deepening your relationship with God when you think you have no time. So it's things you can do that are like where you can spend quality time with God. It doesn't have to be hours and hours. If you really feel like all you have in your day is this much time, I've tried to create some ways to have quality time with God every day, even if you are one of those people that feels like you have no time and you're always kind of putting it off. So I feel like that's a big struggle for a lot of people. And then I have some online courses, and one of them is called How to Sustain a Powerful Battle-Ready Mindset with God, Grace, and Grit. And that's a shorter course. And then I have a longer course, and it's all basically about, you know, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's called Faith Without Fear. And it's just increasing your faith, and therefore it kind of like abolishes the fear if we keep focusing on faith and hope and love. So, you know, I have, I guess, a bunch of different things. And then what I love to do, too, is I love to just coach people. So when somebody really is struggling and wants some coaching along, you know, the lines as they go and want to understand more about how to have a godlike mindset and how to even navigate difficult situations in their lives or difficult people, those are, like, that's what I love the most. That's my passion, is just working one-on-one with people and coaching them.
Okay, working one-on-one with people and coaching.
Pardon
and
me?
Coaching them. You,
yeah.
I just feel you like working one-on-one with people, and you like coaching them as well. Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know, the youth, and well as the youth, everyone needs someone to be a mentor in their life today. To steer them in the right direction and be positive. You know, and that is a wonderful tool that you are using today, and that's something to be proud of. It's something to be proud of. And now I would like to ask you, who was very instrumental in your life? I mean, what I mean by that, I mean, there was someone in your life who inspired you the most, you know, always told you to don't give up, and they always told you, you can do it, you know, just don't give up, put God first. Who was that person in your life who you think who inspired you?
Huh, that's a great question. I am very blessed because I have a lot of women in my life who I'm super inspired by, and they're very encouraging, and they're always pushing me on to, you know, that best part of me. And supporting me when I fall a little bit. And then I have my husband. My husband is very supportive. He is a very committed man, and he just he's always like, just go and do what you are passionate about. And he loves that I'm so focused on God, and he's a Christian as well. And we love doing a lot of this together. Like he's just as big of a part of my ministry in a lot of ways as I am, because he keeps you know, supporting me as I go forward, right? And I'm very blessed with that. And then I would say my pastor at church, he has always just been an amazing mentor to me, just very unofficial. He's more of a friend. However, he's so wise and he runs such an amazing church, and that's where I first became a Christian. And the way he teaches and his wisdom and just his combination of understanding and always listening and wanting to help me, I'm very, very thankful for that too. So I think for me, it's just been a combination of people in my life.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And good, he's supportive of you. Good, he stand by you. Now, your ministry, Wake Up Joyful. Wake up joyful. That's her ministry. And she's had the ministry, she says, like 7 months. And I know you've done a lot of wonderful good things with your ministry. And I just like my ministry, I've did a lot of good things. And I don't complain about it. Whatever God bless me, I thank God for blessing me. But there are a lot of more things I want to do. There are a lot of things I want to do with my ministry. Is there more things you have not done but you would like to do for your ministry? If so, what are they?
Absolutely. I think for me, I'd like to go and speak. I would like to – I've spoke a lot unofficially, and I've spoken at different places throughout my life, but I'd really like to start speaking to more people and reaching more people with the message of – you know, being transformed by the renewing of your mind and how to hold your thoughts captive and how to live a life that, you know, honors God, and not just in what you do, but especially who you are inside, how you think, how you feel, because I think that's just as important. So my goal is to get out to, I guess, a wider audience so I can help people that are struggling from a very authentic place of I've struggled a lot in my life. I've had a lot of opportunities that God has used to bring good out of that I have at the time thought, oh my goodness, how could God bring good out of this? And he always does. And I'm so thankful. And I just feel that he didn't just help me with these things for me. He helped me get out of these places and get into this new mindset and understand him more and be healed so that I could help others. So I guess my goal is to just bring that message to people, and I'd like to work with youth as well. I'd like to go into youth groups and do some speaking with youth groups, and just anybody who thinks that my message would be helpful to the people in their group, in their conference, whatever it may be.
Okay, that'd be wonderful, working with the youth. I work with the youth. I speak for the youth, and it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. I speak for the. I've got a lot of boys and girls club I speak to, you know, inspire the youth. You know, I always tell them, one thing I tell the youth as well as everybody else, I tell them, whatever you plant, it will grow. You know, you plant a seed of good, it'll grow a seed of good. And you plant a seed of bad for the whole duration, it will grow a seed of bad. You know, my message is whatever you plant, it'll grow. And you plant a seed of love, it will grow and blossom a seed of love. See, we are responsible for our own actions, you know. Mm-hmm. And like you say, forgiveness. God, you know, God, he forgive us. You know, we have to forgive, because if we don't forgive, like you say, we don't forgive, then God, he won't forgive us. He won't forgive us either. So you have a very good message when you say forgiveness. So we're glad to have you today. And I know I've messed your name up. I do it. I apologize for messing your name up. But don't feel bad, because I do it to a lot of people. So your name is actually Elena.
Alana.
Alana. I'm sorry about that. Alana.
Okay.
And pronounce the last name.
Palm, like a palm tree.
I got it now. See, I got it now. Alana Palms. We have her today. We have Alana Palms today. We're proud to have her today. Live on North Latitudes Gospel Radio Show. And we would like, at this time, we got 5 minutes left. We would like for Alana to give her email address out to the people who might want to reach out to her. You know, you might be going through something. You might be struggling, you know, and you might want to hear a message from Alana. So you can give them your email address at this time, Alana, please.
Absolutely. My email is Alana, A-L-A-N-A, at wakeupjoyful.com. And I can also be reached through Instagram and Facebook. So you can just search Instagram or Facebook, Wake Up Joyful, and you'll find me. So either way would be great. If it's kind of tricky to remember how to spell my first name, just search for Wake Up Joyful and you'll find me.
Okay. Okay, everyone. We have Alana. We have Alana Pumps today. She has a wonderful, wonderful message on forgiveness and just wonderful message, you know, in general. And she, her scripture is Romans 12:12 and 2 Corinthians 13:5. When you get time, go to your book. Go to your book, go to your Bible, and see, I'll say it again, Romans 12:12, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Go ahead, Alana.
Sorry, I was just going to say it's Romans 12:2, just if people are looking it up. The one about being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Just in case they're actually checking it out, I thought that might be a good one for them to. The one that goes, you know, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you can test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the one.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. Everyone, attention and agree. On God's word, He approved the word. You know, if everyone tends to agree on it, you know, and He will approve the prayer. You know, it's all about being in agreeance, compliance with God. No man comes through the Father unless it comes through the Son. You know, I had people telling me they didn't believe in Jesus. But I tried to get them straight. I wrestled with a guy the other day. Not physically wrestled with him. I just tried to let him know that Jesus is real. I run into the guys. I run into people who don't believe in Jesus. I run into them for whatever reason. But I want to tell you today that God is real, you know, and Jesus is real. Whatever, we may not call Him the same name. We may not call Him the same name. I don't want to get into no argument about that. But you know who take care of you. You know who bless you. You know who. I tell you this, Lucifer, he's not gonna bless you. If that's what you think. He won't bless you. That's what Lucifer will not bless you. I think Lucifer will bless you. You're wrong. He will not bless you. You know? So we have 90 seconds today. We'll go back. Thank you, Annette, for calling in. And everyone, we have Alana Palm today. Okay, thank you, Annette. And we'll let Alana, she might have some last, we have about 60 seconds left. Alana Palm from London, Ontario. She's on the Alpha Laboratories Gospel Radio Show. She might have something to say within the last 40 seconds. Go ahead. 60 seconds. Go ahead, Alana.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me. It was like a pleasure to meet you and be on your show. And I would just encourage people, again, to just go to their Bibles, and everything that they need to know is in there. And if anyone wanted some guidance along the way or wanted to join up and follow me on Instagram or Facebook, I always put encouraging verses and different life lessons and inspiration on there. So I'd love to encourage people that way, and feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, feel free to reach out to her. Now, you want to listen to the episode today, and one, I'm going to put it back on Facebook. If you want to read it, you want to listen to the message today, and it plays all day long at Blog Talk Radio. I put it on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram also as well. We have Tim Sackman. We have Alana Palms on the Arthur Laboratories Gospel Radio Show today. We are very blessed to have her here today. And we thank you, Alana. Everyone, have a good day. Have a good day, everyone, and God bless you.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye.